Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm pleased to say the great hope of the Shire, the great man who makes all the difference for the Cronulla Sharks pack. He's on the line. Tommy Hazelden. Hello, mate.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
The phenomenon from the Shire.
The cult figure.
How are you feeling, Tommy? Enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm really enjoying, obviously, the start we've had to the season and, taking on that role, playing a few more minutes each week. It's been really good.
The sliding doors of, getting to rugby league, and some kids could have made it, but somehow were missed. What's your story, Tommy? How'd you end up in the Shire?
I was just playing, first grade footy back in Goulburn, and Gav Miller was there catching me in a few games, and gave Grant Jones, who was the recruitment guy at the Sharks at the time, a call, and I came up for a trial at the end of 2017 for the Jersey Flex side, and, sort of been here ever since.
So you reckon, Tom, is it viable that if Gavin Miller doesn't see you, who's a club grade, of course, won a couple of Dalliums, I think you'll find, is it quite viable that if he doesn't see you for whatever reason, that maybe none of us see you playing in the National Rugby League?
Yeah, I think so. I owe a lot to Gav for that. I sort of was doing a little bit with Canberra and just in the country sort of championships and stuff, but I'd say my life would probably be in a different spot right now if it wasn't for Gav, for sure.
Hey, Shell, you know how I talk about my playlist, The Mum or Mash?
Yeah, yeah.
Tom would know where Mummel is. It's just outside of beautiful Goulburn. There you go.
There you go. And look, I tell you, if Gav didn't discover you, I would have. I watched the Bulldogs go around. Actually, they had a tough loss against the Bushies this weekend. So there you go, Goulburn Bulldogs. But listen, I want to ask you a little bit about the influence of Dale Finucane, and obviously him, forced into retirement. Unfortunately, he's been such a trooper for the game. But wanting to hear from one of his teammates and just how influential he was and what sort of stuff you've taken away from him and as part of your game, your regime.
Yeah, obviously he's just the ultimate professional, Dale, and it's remarkable sort of the impact that he's had on our club in such a small time, and just the way he goes about his preparation and his training, and it's no surprise that he is the person he is and the player he is, more importantly. And I think he's been really good for a lot of us young guys, and we've been able to, get a lot out of him about his preparation. And he's going to be sorely missed in our pack, and it's a good opportunity for a lot of us other guys to sort of step up and take on a bit more of a role, in his absence.
Round 3 against the West Tigers. Okay, what do these rounds have in common, Tom? Round 3, West Tigers. Round 7, North Queensland. Round 8, Canberra Raiders. What do those three rounds have in common?
A few meat pies, mate.
Mate, I'd be warning Ronaldo Militalo that don't get too comfy with that leading try scorer. Yeah. Here comes big Tom Hazelden.
No, he's good. I'm happy for Ronnie to keep jamming him. He's doing a really good job for us this year so far, Ronnie.
Am I right in saying that your big first grade debut, was that on the back of Wade Graham being injured? It was a foot injury or something like that?
I think Wade-O, missed it for a foot injury or something like that.
Yeah.
In 2022 that was. So, yeah, it was obviously a disappointing night, that one. We got beat by the Roosters, but obviously it was still a special one for me.
I don't reckon many people have done this. Your first two games were against the same team, Tom. You played the Roosters twice.
And pretty much 12 months apart.
Yes.
Different
result the second time, though. You got your first win in that second one.
Yeah, that's right. It was good to get a bit of redemption there. And, ever since then, it's just been good being able to sort of be a constant, you know, figure in the team and just go about doing my part every week and earn the trust of the players and staff to just continue to do that job.
Do you remember who your first try was against?
Bulldogs, I think. At
do, you
home.
Do you want to commentate it? Yeah, it went.
I think I...
I thought he was going to give it a crack.
Nah, definitely not. Definitely not.
Listen, I wanted to know a little bit more about Craig Fitzgibbon as well because, you know, he breeds success. He's just an absolute legend of the game. But you guys have really sort of flown under the radar, kept out of the headlines, quite achievers this year. But what's, you had a bit of a mixed season sort of last year. What's been the difference? Obviously a big pre-season, but what's changed this year?
Yeah, we had a really good pre-season. You know, all the boys worked really hard. But, you know, just that, you know, it was another summer together and another, you know, pre-season, you know, buying into what he's about and, you know, just building that connection again with the whole squad. You know, this is our third year together now and, you know, we're feeling pretty comfortable. Obviously, it's only very early in the year and, you know, we still have a few levels to go to improve and, you know, build our consistency. But, you know, he's brought a lot of confidence to the group since he's came in Fitzy and, you know, I'm no surprise that, you know, we're having a little bit of success for what he's brought in.
Chatting with Tom Hazelden, who's got he's a megastar there at the Shire. Don't worry about that. He can't walk down the mall without the paparazzi getting to him. Hey, Tommy, there's always one player, right, who you play with and you just love playing with them. It's a bit hand in glove. You feel very comfortable with them. Who's that player for you?
I think it speaks for himself, but when Nico's on and he's confident, you know, he brings that aura to the dressing room, you know, and he, you know, gives everyone else confidence as well. And he just goes about his business so well, you know, on and off the field. And, you know, if you look around and, you know, he's ready, you know, you're in for a pretty good arvo.
Okay, so the whole Shark squad are on the try line. And Fitzy says, righto, if you ever wear jumpers 1 to 7, you're out, step back. Everyone else, it's a 50-metre dash. Who's the trifecta?
I think Blake Brayley, you'd have to throw him in there at the 9.
Yeah. Should have bloody taken
Toby
him out
Rudolph.
Too,
Toby,
yeah.
Rudolph.
Toby Rudolph.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe Britt Nakora. So him in there, he's pretty pacey, but yeah, I think Toby's a bit of a surprise one. Eh? I think he's our fastest middle. When he gets a bit of a head of steam up, he gets moving, the big fella.
Wow, I didn't know that. Hey, what about tell us a bit little about Tom Hazelden? So if you're not playing rugby league, and I know the coaches want a bit of balance at all clubs, you know, for players, what do you like doing? What do you spend?
Please don't say PlayStation.
No, I tried to get into that a little bit last year with Cade Dykes, but you know he's on there too much, and I was starting to get square eyes looking at the TV, the amount he wanted to play. But no, I like playing a bit of golf every now and then. Obviously, the body, you know, it's good to give it a little break as well. But yeah, play a bit of golf, spend a bit of time down at the beach, a few coffees, that sort of stuff. Nothing too over the top, pretty casual.
Who's the golfers? And I know your media man Robbie Willis. I think Robbie's a pro, wasn't he? Have you done much with him?
No, I haven't had a round with Rob, but yeah, we had a club golf day last year and he was there showing off. So, yeah, he's few of the boys get around it, but none really serious. We all just like having a bit of a hit every now and then.
Okay. All right. I heard a rumour that there was a player on your team who might have wrapped a coach's car up in Glad Wrap one day. That wasn't you, was it?
No, it wasn't me. I'll leave that anonymous, but that was a good one. Yeah.
Lisa, just having a look at the competition this year without, you know, the bleeding obvious, who is the team to beat? Who's the one where you really think, well, you know, they've got the ability to go all the way?
I think the proof is in, you know, the last 3 years. I think, you know, the squad that Penrith have and the way they go about their business, there'll be no surprise that they'll be there at the business end of the year again.
Tommy, what do you want to do after rugby league? Like, it's going to happen to us all at one stage. What's the plan for you?
Well, I was going to start a carpentry apprenticeship before I moved to Sydney. So, you know, maybe that. Dad's a bricklayer and I won't be going back to do that, I can assure you. But,
oh, wow, that's just hard. Too much hard work.
Yeah, I haven't put a lot of thought into it yet. But yeah, probably something on the tools, I'd say.
Have you had a crack at one of these local derbies before? They're pretty special.
Yeah, played in the one at Shark Park there last year, and obviously it's a match that both teams will be up for. So I'm really excited for Sunday.
You should be excited for the next month. What about this, Michelle? So you've got the local derby, which regardless of where teams are coming, it's a big occasion. Yep. It's a main event on Sunday. Then you've got the Melbourne Storm. Then you've got the Roosters, and then you've got the Panthers.
Oh, it's a fair run.
It's a good opportunity to have, though, Tom, isn't it, just to work out where you're at?
Yeah, for sure. Check. Obviously, you want to test yourself against the best, and you know, they're three fixtures that we're going to have to be at our best for to get a result, and you know, we're just looking for that consistency. So we'd like to put a good performance on this Sunday against the Dragons, and you know, that's the most important one to us at the moment. So that's where all our focus is.
When you're not Tom Hazelden, the rugby league player, the athlete, and you're just the fan, you're watching another sport, and you're a big fan. What sport is it? What team you're choosing on? Or maybe it's a person.
A soccer fan. I played soccer, you know, most of my life growing up. Mm. So follow Manchester United. So follow the Premier League pretty closely. And I don't mind watching the soccer, or you know, the golf when it's on too. When we have the Aussie guys going well, that's always, you know,
are
good
you
to watch as well.
You found a Liv, you bought into that one, or PGA purist?
I'm not, you know, too fussed really. Like, obviously Cam Smith's on the Liv now, and he's, you know, probably our main guy. So when that's on, I give it a bit of a watch and tune in. Obviously the Masters was on the other week, so that was good watching as well.
Tell you what, Michelle, if he's a golfer, because you have that eye to contact strike, so whether it's a bat, ball, foot, and he's a soccer player, I'm tipping 5 metres in from the touchline, if needed, Tommy Hazelden, you could bang it straight over the dot. Am I right?
Yeah, maybe we'll see it one day. Who knows?
You hit him all right?
I love Joel and his visualising.
Well, Johnny
He's
Scandalis.
So good to visualise. Paints the picture perfectly for radio.
Johnny Scandalis was a closet goal kicker. And at training, no, well, I don't want you to fall to the same fate, Tom. Like, he was a closet goal kicker. At training, he'd always challenge me, and they'd all go over. And then one day, yeah, we had a bit of a lead, and I said, righto, Scando, have a crack. And absolutely pressure. Some eat it, some get eaten by it. Tommy, pressure can blast diamonds or break pipes. Well, he broke pipes that day. It was a shocker.
Oh.
So make sure you're ready for that moment when it comes.
Yeah, I will be. Don't you worry.
All right, mate. Make sure you're ready for the Dragons too. It's a big game coming up. Your career's flying. I did say before with the challenge, what is round 3, round 7, round 8? Let's throw round 9 into it as well, hey? How's that sound for another meat pie?
Yeah, why not?
Beautiful.
Oh,
Beautiful.
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah. Oh, there's one here from Angela. Angela from Kirawee says, can you please ask Tom, is he taken? Are you still on the market, Tom?
Sorry,
what was that?
Are you still on the
Angela
market?
From Kirawee's on the text and says, can you please ask Tom, partner? Sounds like a nice guy, is he taken or still on the market?
No, I'm taken. I've got a partner. We've been together for, you know, nearly 3 years now, and we live together. She's a Goulburn girl originally as well, so I've dragged her out of Goulburn up to some greener pastures, and we're all good here. She's loving it.
She's made the move. That's commitment.
Beautiful.
He's off the market.
Yeah,
beautiful,
for sure.
Mate. Well done. Well done.
Awesome chat.
Good on you, Tom. Mate, you're welcome to the show anytime. We appreciate your time here on The Run Home.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.